Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Slandy here, and I'm going to do the groceries. It is September 8th, 2015. It is 20 minutes after 7. Okay, sorry about the interruption there. A lot of cars here on this road. Wow. So let me bring up one of the windows at least, because it's very warm here. It's 28 degrees on this September evening. Get dark early. So I'm going grocery shopping. What the heck is grocery shopping? I don't know. Could be a new thing. No. Can't be a new thing. All new things start in California. So, grocery shopping. Yes, on a Tuesday. I know, a little bit odd. Well, because it was Labor Day yesterday, so I didn't go to work. We had guests on the weekend. From out of town, which was really nice. We hadn't seen them in several years, in fact. So it was very, very nice to catch up with them and to have a couple of really nice days to chew the fat and have some fun and have a few good laughs. Now it's back to reality, back to work, and back to grocery shopping or shooping or whatever it is I'm doing. And today, in fact, at work, I was doing a little bit of self-improvement, I guess. I was watching a couple of videos on Android app development from a website called Alison.com. That's Alison.com. And I sound like a commercial. But yeah, Alison.com is a great website if you want to take courses, online courses, for free. There's no catch, and they have hundreds of different courses, and many of them actually give you a certificate. Some of them are anywhere between 10 hours to 20 to 25 hours in length. They're all basically videos and instructional videos, but they're well packaged and they're delivered. And what, you know, you sign up for Alison.com, you get your profile, and then as you do your courses, your modules, your lessons, and then you do the entire course, you'll actually get a certificate. Now, look, are these certificates going to be recognized as valid credentials? Perhaps, perhaps not, but at least it's something one can show either a prospective employer or an actual employer if they would like you to take self-improvement courses. And I mean, a lot of them are to do with IT stuff, you know, computer related subjects, but there are many on history. I think there's even some on cooking and psychology, sociology, mathematics. I mean, it runs the gamut. There's a lot of subjects. So, and I thought about it today. At one point, I was making my list, my grocery list, and as I normally do, I do audio boos or audio booms, driving out to the grocery store. And I said, you know, what could I talk about this evening? And then I said, you know what I'm going to talk about? Alison.com. I'm Alison.com by any means. But I really do enjoy using it and learning about all sorts of things. Now, I've started a whole bunch of courses on Alison, but I haven't finished any of them. So, but today when I started doing that Android one, I said, I think this is something I could sink my teeth into. It's interesting, and it explains from A to Z how the Android operating system works, what's behind it, how the apps work, how the apps talk to the system. It's very, very interesting, all the various layers involved in the Android app and its development. And I've only just scratched the surface. I think I've only finished, 3% of the course. And I've watched basically two videos. So that kind of gives you an idea of how many videos are entailed in this course. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, and really didn't have much more news. Things have been going well at work. I've been gearing up more and more. In fact, speaking of online learning, and I'm hoping to start a module, an online e-learning module, sometime next week. I'm going to be recording a screencast, and I think I might do the screencast without the voiceover and add the voiceover afterwards and see how that works, because that way I can concentrate on just going through the various steps of the screencast, the various things, opening the various dialogue boxes and so forth, and taking my time, maybe pausing so that I have sort of cues within the video, and then I can explain each step along the way. I mean, it's just an approach, because I've done screencasts in the past, and a person who I trusted very much in those days told me I sounded a little bit too mechanical. I wasn't reading a script or anything, but he thought it should be more scripted, although I don't understand that, because basically he's telling me I'm too mechanical, but I should script it. It was really odd anyway. But I think I understood what he meant, because when I listened back, it wasn't fluid. But that was also years before I was doing audio booze. I think doing audio booze on the spur of the moment, spontaneously, like we all do, has taught me a lot about pacing, has taught me a lot about thinking, and trying to avoid crutch words, like or crutch sounds, I guess. That would be a crutch sound. What's others that people use all the time? Geez, I can't even remember them now. I've tried to avoid them for so many years, I can't remember any. I do occasionally, what I actually do, and I find that I do, is I will extend my ands. And it really does become a crutch, if you think about it. But if I'm talking about something, and I'll do that. And it basically gives me time to think about the next thing I want to say. But in reality, really, it is sort of a crutch word. Just disguised, in a sense. All right, I've arrived at the grocery store. I'm just going to park my car. It's always a little bit precarious here because I always park very close to the shopping carts, where the shopping cart return. And somebody once told me I shouldn't do that, but actually I do it because one place that people do not bring back shopping carts is at the shopping cart return. Therefore, because they leave their shopping carts all over the parking lot, I'm sure that my car is nice and safe. I seem to have locked myself in my car. I didn't even know I could do that with the keys from inside the car. That's odd. Okay, so thanks for listening as always, and do check it out. It's allison.com. I think for the most part it's English courses, but most of my audience is English anyway. But do check. They might have courses in other languages. That would be interesting. I think you can even learn languages there. But for a language site, I found another one, and I've forgotten the name right now. Okay, I'll come back with another audio boom if I remember it. Thanks for listening.